Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we delve into the world of incentives for customers and employees alike in an interview with Paul Gordon, the Senior Vice President of Sales for RYMAX Marketing Services. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. One of the tried and true methods to attract customers to your casino is to offer them something they want for free. Whether it's a kitchen appliance or a Mercedes, players most frequently respond to these kinds of incentives. Paul Gordon, the Senior Vice President of Sales for RYMAX Marketing Services, is the industry's leading expert in this field and explains how casinos can get the biggest bang for their buck with the most coveted items. He also explains how incentives work in the back of the house by elevating morale and customer service among employees. He spoke with me at the RYMAX corporate headquarters in New Jersey in June. Paul Gordon, thanks for joining us on the GGB Podcast. It's good to get together with you. Why don't you give me an idea of you know, what your company does, how, you know, how long you've been in the gaming market, and what you do for the casinos?
Okay, so RYMAX as a company has been around now about 22 years. Mm-hmm. And we really started out being the guys that worked with American Express.
Right.
And United Airlines. Mm-hmm. And some of the biggest and strongest promotional loyalty programs really in the market.
Right.
We saw the casino business as an opportunity because there was tremendous growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been with the company now for 9 years. And okay. I would say that we've had a real strong emphasis during my tenure because that's really when the explosion started.
Right.
All
right.
States wanted to generate revenue.
Mm-hmm.
We had a very good model that fit that type of customer. In general, they pay their bills on time, which is very, very nice.
Right.
Other business segments sometimes don't. And they spend a tremendous amount of energy and marketing dollars in loyalty, and that's what we're really all about.
Right.
We changed the dynamic, I think, within that space where there used to be a time where people would get in line because there was a line. They didn't even know it was at the end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And they would give away a lot of like low-end things,
sure,
tchotchke-type things.
Right.
We position ourselves as really having aspirational products,
mm-hmm,
brands that really resonate with a player, with a consumer, so they would actually want to go out and buy.
Right.
And so we stay away from all of the logoed sort of promotional items.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the ones that are really delivering strong brands to the table. That kind of changed the dynamic,
mm-hmm,
and that opened the door for a lot of different promotions that we've done with the casinos, you know, both big and small.
Right. So what kind of service? Do you create events for them, or you just bring them products and they create the events?
So it's a combination. In terms of what we call bulk giveaways,
mm-hmm,
which are given away to a very specific group of players.
Right.
It can be based on different tiers and then different price points. Generally, what casinos will do is they'll come to us and say, here's a price point, here's an idea.
Right.
Oftentimes, there's also that mother-in-law research where they're going to tell you exactly what they want,
mm-hmm,
which may not be the right thing. So we have the background information geographically, psychographically, in terms of what people want in other programs that we have.
Right.
So we'll have a conversation and maybe debate a little bit that maybe what they think is going to resonate,
mm-hmm,
may not really be the right product that's
right
there. With us, we have over 350 brands, 10,000 SKUs,
mm-hmm,
got a big shopping cart for them to go
right
through. And so there's really a collaborative effort from that standpoint. In terms of like shopping sprees, those are the big things where we really create a footprint within the hotel that's like a Neiman Marcus or a Nordstrom's.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every category has a vignette and it's positioned there.
Okay.
Again, we work in collaboration with the casinos in terms of what's the price point.
Right.
You know, what have you done in the past? What do you think is really going to work? And then there's full-blown loyalty programs all year long. Generally, those are online.
Right.
And there will be a full catalog and they can view it. All those catalogs are view-only catalogs.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you couldn't do a transaction online if
sure
we wanted to,
right,
but you want, obviously, the turns, you want the foot traffic, you want to
right
come back in again. So that's really sort of how the process works. For the key accounts that we have, and we really deal with almost all the real major
mm-hmm
casino entities, We try to look at it also sort of like a retail calendar. What's going to make somebody do something at that time? Mm-hmm. So, you know, right now, I don't know if we're going to give a date from a podcast standpoint, but Let's just assume that we were in June.
Right.
And people just got finished graduating high mm-hmm. school, college. In the next 3 or 4 weeks, you're going to see all the back-to-school advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So now what should we be doing from that standpoint?
Right.
And offer promotions that drive those things.
Mm-hmm.
Do it in a way that it really hits a large segment of the gamers. So this way, you know, you're building that foot traffic. So that's what we do, and I think we do very, very well because we have the luxury of having so many brands and the depth of SKUs that run from a very low price point
right.
to a Rolex.
Sure.
That's what you want to do.
Okay. So, obviously, this is meant to cement the loyalty of the customers, and it's, of course, it's all run through their loyalty programs. So how do you evaluate, you know, the types of products that will create that loyalty?
So, a lot of it has to do with the economy,
mm-hmm.
okay? And when the economy is robust and there's high consumer confidence,
right.
the loyalty that is generally chosen in terms of an item is more of a luxury item.
Mm-hmm.
When it starts to tighten up a little bit, the market gets a little tight, maybe
right.
inflation is starting to creep in or interest rates, then you're going to find more practical items that are going to resonate with the people.
Right.
So you try to keep an eye on sort of what the trend is and what they desire.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you want to be cutting the edge in terms of thinking ahead of what the curve is all about. So
right.
you know, recently Apple just introduced all the new products. They want to take a run at Amazon's Alexa with all their Siri-related things.
Right.
Everything's about connectivity now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see in the fourth quarter all the advertising, all the products that are positioned, everything about connectivity.
Right.
We're already there. We already have the, okay. the manufacturers lined up.
Mm-hmm.
We're already talking to, you know, the York, the the I Love products,
mm-hmm.
Nest, all those things that will do these various things.
Right.
And that's also good from a casino standpoint because you can build continuity.
Mm-hmm.
So the promotion can be, first, the device that is going to give you in-home surveillance.
Okay, right.
The next series, whether it's a quarter or whether it's a month, could be the one that's controlling your thermostat.
Right.
The next one could be the thing that controls your lights,
mm-hmm.
which is a nice type of thing. And again, everything old is new again. I'm sure
right.
you remember as a
sure.
kid, you'd go to a supermarket and they'd be giving out plates, right?
Right.
1 week you got the cup, they
yeah.
got the sausage.
Right.
So you want to do things like that, that basically in continuity programs bring them around and around and around.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be very, very strong. The other thing is that the demographic is so funny. Everybody's chasing... We're talking about millennials, and I've written a whole bunch of pieces, and
right.
you guys have been nice enough to put them in the publications about that. But the reality is they don't have any money. They're deeply in debt.
Right.
They have student loans. They have mortgages or rent to pay. They've got car payments. And so they're not so quick to be into that gaming space. They're in the entertainment part of the gaming space,
mm-hmm.
but not in the gaming space.
Right.
And, you know, I've talked to a couple of the major executives of a variety of casinos, and we all keep on talking about, what about these boomers?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody forgets about the boomers,
right.
which I happen to be one of
right.
them.
Me too. They're,
you know, which is that...
I walked through the casino the other night, and they're all still there.
Right. And you've got money.
Right.
And in my case, my son just graduated with his master's, so I'll throw that in there. I'm done.
Yeah.
I've got two kids that went through college. Those big bills are done,
mm-hmm.
and now there's a lot more discretionary money.
Right.
So we really try to look at segmentation and concentration in the promotions as well
mm-hmm.
to say, okay, by which group, what segment would want these types of things, and then concentrate those things against that group.
Okay, great.
And that works well.
Right. I want to get back to the millennials and boomers in a minute,
mm-hmm.
but how do you generally get these items to the customers? Is it slot club points, loyalty club points, or do they just create events and people show up, and depending upon how much what their ratings are, they'll give them out?
So all of the above.
Okay.
So there'll be events where you're invited because of your play.
Mm-hmm.
And what your status is within
right.
the casino. There'll be some things where you're invited because they're trying to initiate greater play,
mm-hmm.
Bring somebody in that maybe doesn't play as often and bring them in. There's a cumulative type of program where based on the comp dollars or points you're accumulating,
right.
you'll then go against the spree. And so we work within all of those sort of parameters.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the delivery of the products, oftentimes it's a bulk giveaway where they show up, go back in a line,
right. Right?
But now instead of getting a muffin tin, they're
mm-hmm.
getting, you know, a right. real good product.
Right.
Or it could be a shopping spree where it's then going to be delivered to their house.
Okay.
We like the delivery method a lot better than taking it.
Right.
Because we really do find that the players don't want to lug it to their cars.
Right.
they like the fact that it shows up on their doorstep two or 3 weeks later. And it also gives you a greater variety of products that you can offer to them.
You don't need that inventory.
Yeah, I mean, you get a 10-piece cookware set that could weigh 50 pounds.
Right.
And cookware always does very well, by the way, or vacuum cleaners. Mm-hmm. It's better to ship it to them and have the tracking and all those things.
Sure. Okay, great. I want to talk about the employee recognition programs. I know you do a lot in that area, too. How does that work?
So I joined the company in 2008, and where so many companies were really struggling because that was the crash of the stock market and the bankruptcy of the major automakers and so on, that became a critical time to concentrate on employee recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, you wanted to keep the good employees, and you had to try to figure out how to recruit even better employees.
Mm-hmm.
And good employees are always going to find a job.
Sure.
That's the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bad ones that, stick around as long as you can't find a place for them. But the good ones will always find a place. And so we spent a lot of time developing programs that were peer-to-peer,
mm-hmm.
which is very, very strong right now. A lot of companies are moving away from annual reviews to just on-the-spot recognition.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes very, very important. And since it comes from another peer, it's equally important because it's not just the boss that says it and all that.
Right.
We've moved a little bit away from years of service because the workforce is more transient.
Mm-hmm.
People really don't spend 25 years in a place unless it's some of the financial companies, banks, any kind of the automotive industry type of thing. So it's a little bit of a more transient workforce, and so we really do things in terms of peer-to-peer recognition,
mm-hmm.
Goal-specific. Programs where they attain certain things and can choose a variety of things, as well as company stores. Company stores are great from a morale standpoint,
mm-hmm.
and it's also very good from an HR standpoint.
Okay.
Because you work here, you have this extra benefit
mm-hmm.
of being able to participate in this type of program.
Right. And those are, I guess, kind of the lower level items then.
No, actually, it's anything that really we have. It's up mm-hmm. to really the company what they want to what they want to show. From purchase side, it doesn't really matter because it's a self-liquidating proposition. In terms of any kind of achievement awards, your question is a very good question because what you really want is you want to have an entry level that is attainable very quickly
mm-hmm.
and then an aspirational piece that gets them to stick with it and continue to hopefully do well and accumulate points to the program stuff.
So is that how the motivation begins? Then you kind of give them a taste of what they can get.
Yeah, it's everybody. Look, I mean, what we do started a long time ago when mm-hmm. they put the carrot in front of the horse and they got him to go and walk down the street. Right.
Sure,
it's that thing that's going to make you do things. In every company, there's the 20% that are going to knock it out of the park. They're your 110%ers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do very well. There's always going to be 20% that no matter what you do, you can't motivate them.
Right.
And then you get that 60% that you always want to move.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the group that you always really want to concentrate on.
Right.
The most important thing is to communicate with them. And so for us, with any company, you have to have buy-in from the very senior level of the organization.
Sure, right.
And they have to communicate on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
This program exists, why it's good, make it very, very visible when people win things.
Right.
Make it communal.
Yeah.
I mean, everything now is all about, social media.
Sure, right.
Take a page from Facebook or mm-hmm. from any of the other sites that the people are on. Make sure the winners are given recognition. Give the employees a place to speak about what they're doing and show those things. And that's really what resonates very, very well. But we always say, it's just like the tree that falls in the forest. Unless there's a lot of noise around it, the success is not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to show people that, yes, this is real, it's tangible, and get them hooked from the very beginning with something that they can achieve pretty quickly.
Okay, great. So in terms of the players, what you've described so far is really keeping the loyal players with you, keeping your current players with you. Are there programs where you actually reach out to new players, new customers, and bring them in to see, how if you can create a new player out of them?
So it's interesting because there's very different strategies for Atlantic City,
mm-hmm.
Vegas,
sure.
Places that are getting their first casino or their second one, or places where there's a dense population of casinos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so all of our clients don't want to increase their market share. They want somebody else's market share.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's the answer.
It's
not a matter of percentage. We want theirs.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? And so when you go into the market and you analyze it, almost every market does have almost a tiered strategy in terms of who plays where. Mm-hmm. And when you align the rewards programs with that, you can build the frequency of the play, you can build the foot traffic, you can steal some share,
yeah.
but at the same time, you're not clobbering, you know, one over the other.
Right.
To initiate trial at a new market is a completely different thing.
Right.
Because for them, they need to see that this is a real deal. You know, I talk about the Sands in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. They're a mm-hmm. client of ours. They're one of my favorite clients.
Sure.
And besides the fact that they're great to work with, what I love about the Sands is that they're in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which was a steel mill town. Mm-hmm. When steel left the U.S., went to Mexico, went to wherever it went in the 70s and the 80s, mm-hmm. that entire town dried up.
Right.
Schools closed. Businesses mm-hmm. closed. Everything closed. Casino comes in. Creates 4,000 new jobs, creates ancillary jobs
sure,
like
right. yeah.
an economic boom, mm-hmm. boom in housing, in restaurants that are mm-hmm. there, car dealerships, et cetera. And it becomes a community type thing, mm-hmm. which to the community in terms of revenue is a phenomenal thing.
Right.
It brought life back into it. Mm-hmm. And so that strategy is a different strategy because, again, you're initiating trial.
Right.
And you're overcoming some preconceived mm-hmm. notions of what a casino is going to do in my neighborhood.
Right.
You know, what's that element? It's a phenomenal business that we're in. I don't think we talk enough about the benefits of what it does from an economic standpoint.
Sure.
And the biggest thing is to give them a taste of how this could really be a fun enterprise, whether you gamble or not.
Right.
I mean, we know now the percentages that the ancillary services are actually more than the gambling side.
Right.
The casinos, go to a nice restaurant. Mm-hmm. Go see a good show.
Yeah.
Go to the spa. Do those things. Sit in the bar. Watch mm-hmm. the people. You know, have fun with it. And so we do look at all of those things and just try to figure out what makes sense. And because so many of our clients are literally across the street, we also, you know, want to make sure we're on a level playing field. And, you know, pricing is consistent to everybody.
Right.
You know, we're transparent in terms of what's been done.
Right.
We're never going to violate any confidence.
Sure.
But,
right.
hey, if a promotion worked last year and here's what it was,
right.
I mean, we can still be free, you know, free to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So how often do you try, like, new promotions, things that haven't been tried before?
Well, all the time. So we have this thing which we created called Our Site, mm-hmm. which is RIMAC Strategic Interactive Themed Events.
Okay.
And to really break it down, it really is a strategic, interactive, mm-hmm. themed event. We try to pick specific categories and figure out what can we do that's going to make this thing fun or different. So I'll take, for instance, headphones. You know, right now headphones are huge.
Right.
Because of the exposure of music and portable mm-hmm. music. And now between cordless as well as, you know, wireless versus,
right.
you know, plug-in, there's a whole other dynamic there. So we'll do an event where we're going to talk to the players in terms of what are their needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it to have noise reduction on an airplane?
Right.
Are you an audiophile because you really like to hear the bass resonate or what type of music mm-hmm. do you listen to? Do you work out? Do you say that's water resistant?
Right, sure.
Is it in here or out here? Do you find it when you run around, it pops out?
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have our experts there that go and talk about things like that. That's a much different thing than line up and here's your headphone.
Right.
You know, it becomes very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, they then look at the casino as, hey, you know what, this is really sort of, you know, a partnership in terms of how
right.
they care about us.
Mm-hmm.
When we do these events, we also encourage the top management to attend because let them get feedback. Get them by player level. They can come
right.
to the very highest, you know, whale group if they want, mm-hmm. or to the new people that are coming in. Talk, find out what they like about it. When they go through the doors, you know, what do they see, what do they hear, and what are they looking for? And again, tailor that around that. So we try to do new things from that standpoint. We try to align a lot of the giveaways and the promotions around the entertainment
mm-hmm.
that's going to be in there. You know, for guys like us, you know, it's funny, when I was in Atlantic City, somebody was on a panel, and they were talking about how the bands that were big in the 70s,
right.
never imagined they'd still be playing today.
Yeah, right.
But they're on the circuit of the casinos.
Sure.
And so you're going to see all these bands that are playing, and,
mm-hmm.
and these guys put on phenomenal shows because they really appreciate the fact that they're still out there doing this stuff.
Right.
Aligned the promotions with whatever the entertainment is. You know, if it's country, western, pull something that's going to be a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that category, if it's going to be rock music or whatever. So we really do try to sit down and talk to them on a regular basis to say what's going to drive. I think the thing that we did that was the most fun is we do a promotion with Century Safe, which is the first brand we ever brought on 22 mm-hmm. years ago. And everybody really needs a Century Safe
sure.
because it's not the big ones, but the little
right.
ones where you put your,
yeah, your
passport in
papers,
or
yeah, right,
whatever
right.
it is. And so everybody that's going to come to the event is going to win a Century Safe.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't know is that they're all in a room and they're stacked up with numbers on them. And when they choose a number, they're going to also get what's inside the safe.
I see. Yeah.
And it becomes a real feeding frenzy
right.
and all that. Budget-wise, everything is within the same price point, mm-hmm. so our client knows what it's going to cost them.
Right.
Excitement-wise, great excitement. And then what we do is for everybody that shows up that day and participates, they actually get a combination. And they come back the next day, and we have three safes, one that's at $50,000 in prizes, mm-hmm. 25 and 15. And if you crack the safe, you get the stuff that's inside. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes a real kind of fun event.
So you're basically gamifying the experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Make it fun for the people.
Yeah.
And talk in their language.
Sure.
You know, and I think the gamifying is a great word for that.
Yeah. Great. So there's got to be some regulatory hurdles you jump through. What are those like?
Well, from our standpoint, I mean, that's really taken care of on the casino side.
Yeah, so they have their compliance officers.
Yeah, they're the ones
that do the promotions.
Exactly. Yeah. And when we do shopping sprees, you know, we have our attorneys draft up essentially a boilerplate.
Sure.
It goes back and forth from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of what you can give away outside of things that you can't transport, like we've got a great item that really does extremely well, which is Corvin, which is this wine mm-hmm. Product that instead of opening up a bottle of wine, it just puts a needle into the cork.
Okay.
You can pour the wine, and when you take it out, it seals the cork.
Really?
So if you have a $500 bottle of wine, you don't want to dust it off in one night.
Right.
It's a great vehicle. However, there's a gas cartridge mm-hmm. that you need to have in there. And so that became problems in terms of how can you ship it.
Right.
And so, you know, we had to figure out, you know, what's right. the best way to do that in terms of if people are out of state or they're out of the country and all.
Okay.
But in general, the only things that we really come across are you know, shipping things, and we do try to step away from alcohol and tobacco,
sure,
and
right.
where there's state regulations.
Right. All right. Well, let's talk about the millennials. You know, some of them are pretty good customers of the casinos, but as you say, they're not gaming customers. They're you know, the retail or the food and beverage customer. Do you do any events for them?
Yeah. So we probably target them a little too much because
yeah.
we're always trying to say, you
sure.
know, this unicorn that's
right,
out
yeah,
there that everybody
right.
wants to somehow figure out how to ride. You know, you're going to go after.
Right, exactly.
So I think that we try to stress to the casinos to have the loyalty points that are associated
mm-hmm.
really in a program that goes beyond the gaming piece.
Right.
Give them points for the bar service,
sure,
table
right.
service. Give them points for checking in,
mm-hmm.
for the spa. Create a program for the employees that also incentivizes them
mm-hmm.
to talk to people when they're there
mm-hmm.
and get them in there. I have total confidence that group will play.
Right.
Because we all turn into our parents.
Of course. When they reach 40.
Right. We all turn
automatically
into...
Automatically they'll start...
Some of the music you hated, you're listening
right.
to.
Right.
You know, it's a great commercial. One of the... I think it's a Geico or whatever commercial where the woman says she turned to her father and she crossed her legs and she's
right.
wearing the same white high-top socks
right,
that
right,
the father
right,
has in the picture.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, so we all morph into that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about a casino is a casino still is a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want to be James Bond or you want to be, you know, Faye Dunaway in The Getaway
right.
or whatever, you want to walk through those doors and you almost want to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be treated in a special way. And I think that the exhilaration of, you know, the ball going around at a roulette table or sitting down and playing blackjack is always there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that once they get a little bit older and once they have a little more discretionary income, they absolutely will do it. But I think that everything is changing now to social centers.
Right.
You know, I read a study just the other day where they said that within the next, I think it was within the next 12 years, they said that almost 30% of all malls would either be closed
right.
or changed.
Mm-hmm.
You see 200 Macy's going out. You
sure,
see,
right.
You know, the Sports Authority went out of business. And
mm-hmm.
you see other. What is that going to become? But I still think the mall is going to be a social center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to have either more entertainment
right.
with restaurants and
mm-hmm.
movie theaters and bowling alleys or
right.
whatever, virtual games. Or it's going to be also casino-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at some of the more successful casinos, whether it's Maryland Live that's
sure.
down there, that's
right next
to the mall,
right.
you know what I mean, or is the Sands that has an outlet mall, there are going to be ways to incorporate that into the social scene of the community. And so, I'm robust on the casinos. I think they're going to do extremely well, and they're going to be in more states going forward.
Right, great. Well, Paul, this has been fascinating. I love to hear about the business and what players respond to, and thanks for the time. It's great to see you.
We hope you you enjoyed this edition of the GGB podcast sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit ggbmagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB podcast, and don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week.